with more twists and turns than Riding the Monster. It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened on Star 102.5?
Our listener Annie is looking for some help. She wants to know what happened with Nick. So let's see if we can help her. But first, get her side of things. Hey, Annie. Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are good. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Okay. All right. Well, we were reading your email. We were just noticing it's been about a month since you told us you last spoke to Nick. Is that right?
Yes. It's been too long. I really hope we can turn it around.
Okay. Yeah, that's a while. We'll see. All right. But how did you tell us a little bit about how you met?
So we actually met way before the pandemic. We met first at a party, and then there was like another group situation where we were hanging out. And we were talking about going on a date, but things never really came together because of quarantine. And then, a little over a month ago, he messaged me out of the blue again, and we got to talking, and he asked me out, and we went on a date.
Okay.
Fun. What'd you do?
We just went for a long walk, you know. Thankfully, it wasn't freezing that day, and it's just a nice long walk.
And you got along, I take it, over the walk?
Yeah, you know, he's really nice and he's funny, and I thought he liked hanging out with me. We didn't make out or anything like that, but it seemed like a first date that was going to lead to a second date, you know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, is there any moment you wish you could take back? Any thoughts like that? Anything stick out that jumps out to you, Annie?
I don't have anything I'd take back, but I do wish that I would have tried to initiate some sort of physical contact, you know, like nothing crazy, but like hold his hand or touch his shoulder or something.
Gotcha.
Okay. Okay.
You think that would have made a difference?
Well, I just feel like it would have let him know that I'm interested, you know, and into him and, you know.
All right, yeah, I think I follow here. Okay, I think we got enough of what we need. So, Annie, we're going to put you on hold. We did track down Nick. He's been on hold. He hasn't heard what you've told us to this point. We're going to get his side of things and then bring you back on. So hang on just for a minute or a couple minutes for us, okay?
Okay.
Hey, is this Nick?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Nick. Hey, Nick. It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt at Star. Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm good. How are you doing?
We're doing. Yeah, okay, all right. Are you stoned or something?
Did you wake and bake or what?
Did a little bit? No? Nick?
What's that?
No.
Okay. We'll leave it at that.
Answer's yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. Hang on, Nick. So, we wanted to get a hold of you and chat a little bit about your date with Annie. You remember Annie? Said you went for... Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Annie.
Okay.
Good.
She told us you went for a nice long walk. Thought you guys had a good time together. And she just is... She's wondering why you've been ghosting her. She asked us to help, so... Would you like to see her again?
I mean, I don't know.
Okay. Let's take a break here because I want you to gather your thoughts, Nick. Maybe we caught you a little off guard. And then when we come back, we're going to see if we can find out if Nick wants to go out with Annie again or not. Because right now, I cannot tell.
No,
right. I feel like we're just getting... I still don't know.
Warriors, Jaguars, and Polar Bears all listen to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.